Proclamation number 7580 of 18th of April, 1960. Overcoming death. Resurrection. And your life will be a blessed one, for to have risen from the dead is to have overcome him who was once to blame for your wretchedness, who cast you down to the depths. To be raised from the dead is to have risen from the depths to the heights, to be able to enjoy light and life and to have escaped darkness eternally. And life is unceasing activity. You'll receive strength and be able to create and work in light and freedom. You will enjoy life, for your activity will make you happy. You will be able to create like me, and what you want will come into being. As long as you're still bound in form, be it as a human being or in the works of creation, you are still in the state of death, even though as a human being this state is already somewhat relaxed. Even though as a human being you already possess vitality which you only need to utilize correctly in order to attain eternal life. But I first had to buy this eternal life for you with my blood. I first had to die on the cross for your sins and then rise from the dead on the third day, because I also had to overcome death and the one who brought death into the world. And only now are you able to come to life, which you will never lose again. But therefore no being will ever be lost, for the act of salvation was accomplished for all people. And therefore the miracle of my resurrection also applies to all people. I overcame death for all people so that all who are still dead in spirit shall attain life. With my resurrection I have proven to people that death need no longer have any terrors, that there is no death, by which is to be understood a complete passing away of the self. Every person will come to life one day. And it is only up to him whether he spiritualize himself during his earthly life, as my soul and also my body did through a life of love. For love is true life, love is the strength which stimulates unceasing activity, and every person who wants to reach life from the state of death is to practice love. Then there will be no death for him either, he will only leave the external shell. He will step out of the grave which meant earthly matter for him, his body of flesh, and he will enter eternal life as a free spirit which can dwell everywhere, which can always be active, which is no longer bound to place and time and which is therefore also inexpressibly blissful. Amen.